Okay, hello, welcome to the Talking Over Caitlin podcast, T-O-K, it's me, Justice.
And me, Caitlin.
And we're going to be talking. Most of the time, it's going to be me over Caitlin.
Always.
Okay, so our first topic today, Caitlin, introduce that.
What do you mean, Caitlin, introduce that? I thought you had something to talk about.
I don't know what I'm talking about, you talk about it.
Justice.
Okay, do the thingy.
Alright, Justice wants to talk about guilty pleasures.
Oh, that's what we're starting with?
That's what we're starting with.
Okay.
But I interpreted that as excess, because everyone knows America has a problem with excess.
I don't really see that. Okay, so when I say guilty pleasures, most of the time I'm thinking like things that you like, but you hate you like. You know, kind of like that show Big Mouth. Have you ever seen Big Mouth?
Yes, I've seen Big Mouth.
Okay, I watched the first season. And then as season 2 came out, I kind of retrospectively looked back at it, and I was like, I hate that I like this. So I kind of just forced myself not to. So I haven't seen season 2 nor season 3 yet, because I've determined myself to be a better person than it. But I feel like that's kind of like almost narcissistic in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's stuff like a Taylor Swift. I freaking love Taylor Swift. Like Bad Blood, bops. Shake It Off. Bops, but I don't have it in my like.
But do you only like the popular stuff?
Yeah, emo stuff.
Well,
I don't like country, so I don't like Taylor country.
Like you don't like country, period.
Nah, the only country I like is Old Town Road, but like, is that even country?
Like, I feel like it's country.
Apple considers it country, but Spotify considers it pop. So it's like,
why do you? How many times have you listened to it?
No, there's a whole article I read. It was on the debate of. It being pop or country, and Billboard took it off its top 100 country playlist when it got to number one, and then a bunch of country heads like at the CMAs were like, yeah, it has definitely some like country aspects to it, but it's not a country song. Country is about the heart of the song, and Old Town Road has no heart. You know, they're kind of being really elitist with the entire genre. Well,
Nas doesn't identify as being country.
Who? Nas? Well, Nas doesn't identify as being a country artist, but he does definitely have some country-infused songs. Like, in his newest LP, 7, he has some songs like You Like, that's definitely some rock influence. And there's You and Me and Family with a 7. And those definitely have, some country influence. And then there's songs like Panini, where they're...
I love Panini.
Oh, my God. Panini is the best. And you can definitely tell it has some country influence in there. Not as heavy as Old Town Road, obviously. But you could definitely tell there's some massive influence there. With the whistling and the overall vibe and the beat of the song, it has that much.
Did you analyze it?
I didn't analyze it. I know I love me some Lil Nas X. Thanos was really good. That was some pre Old Town Road stuff. His older stuff was definitely good, but new Lil Nas X post Old Town Road, except for all the remixes, because those remixes are horrible.
Remixes suck, period.
So there's Soul Town Road with BTS. That was okay for an Old Town Road remix, but like not that great for a song. And there's the one with Billy Ray Cyrus. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Oh yeah.
That's a all-time classic. But then there's Billy Ray Cyrus.
All-time classic.
But then there's stuff like the one with Mason Ramsey, Young Thug.
Really?
Yeah. Mason Ramsey, he's the Walmart yodeling kid.
I know who Mason Ramsey
is. Yeah, and then Young...
I didn't know they did like a collab.
Oh yeah, it's all four of them. And Mason Ramsey doesn't even yodel. Like, that's his shtick. And they forget
didn't
to do...
Didn't he get made fun of at school?
He did?
Like, didn't... Yeah, I think I read something about that.
Oh.
Because people were like, justice for the yodeling kid.
I know his buddy, his house burnt down. Mason Ramsey's buddy's house burnt down, and he lost his Xbox. Mason Ramsey, with all his new fame and whatnot, got him a brand new Xbox with 20-plus games.
What?
Because, like, he had a bunch of money, and, like, what is he going to do with it? He's like 9. No, I'm pretty sure that they had house insurance, home insurance, so it covered their house. But like,
does that cover the burning down? Like all of it?
Well, not all the stuff inside, because when your house burns down, that's why if you ever become a homeowner, and I'm this for y'all listening out there, if you ever become a homeowner, every 6 months or so, you want to take a comprehensive list of everything in your house, write that down, and take pictures of it, including the brands. So let's say when your house burns down, and you're telling the insurance agency what you had in your house. If you tell them a toaster, they'll give you $7 for the most random, cheapo, Amazon basic toaster. But if you tell them I had this Miyazaki 25-inch steel toaster worth $40, they'll give you that amount. So you really want to be really specific with stuff like that. So you always want to take inventory of your stuff just in case either flood, house fire, tornado, us being in Virginia, hurricanes are a big issue, so stuff like that.
Did you learn that in econ, or do you just know that?
I just know that. I get really...
I feel so in street smarted.
I get really, really bored a lot, and also Reddit is just a beautiful place. There's this r/AskReddit thread. That's pretty much like the subreddit where people ask questions. And I was like,
oh, that's super broad. Like, is it huge?
Oh, it's massive. It's like the third biggest subreddit. So you pretty much just ask questions. So
top three subreddits by Justice.
So, no, I mean, not top three, as in, like, my favorite subreddits. My favorite, by the way, Hydro Homies. Hydro Homies is easily the best subreddit. Because it's just encouraging people to drink water. For the longest time, I only...
It's also about, like, the molecules. Like, how they're attracted to each other. The bonding. The hydrogen bonding.
I never even thought about that.
Hydro Homies.
That's some chemistry stuff. I don't take chem, so I don't know.
I don't take chem, but I just know that. That's common knowledge.
I guess you take bio, so...
Don't you take bio?
Mm-mm.
What do you take?
I take physics.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're never really going to learn about water, unless we're talking about, like, fluid dynamics. But even with fluid dynamics, most of the time it's talking about air. Air's a fluid. You know that, right?
No, I don't know that. Why would I know that?
Air is a fluid. Air and water and liquids are fluid. Gases and liquids are all fluids.
Okay, what is fluid? Like, what do you define
that? Okay, so a fluid's something that can move when, like, it can be displaced, right? So let's say I put a little pound block on top
of air.
I get like a little pound, like, cube, right? When I put it on top of a rock, then the rock's not going to move. If I put the pound cube in water, then the water's going to make way for it. It's going to move. Yeah. And then if you put that pound cube in air, like in a contained box, a pound of air is going to be displaced because of it. So if it can be displaced by a solid, or not even by a solid, by anything really, it can do that. Or if it like fills up this container it's in, like you have a bunch of if you have a bunch of brown gas and you put it into like a container the shape of like a cube, then you have a cube of brown gas because it fills up whatever space it's in. Same with water, but you know that.
I just want you to know, all I think about is this documentary I watched on festival drugs. So
on festival drugs?
Festival drugs, yeah.
Like LSD?
Like in the UK.
Oh, like just rave drugs.
I mean, yeah. But they go to like festivals and stuff and they're like selling them on the down low.
Oh, yeah.
Like one of the... Those... Okay, BBC Three, have you heard of that?
Yeah, BBC Three, yeah.
Yeah, they do some whack stuff. Like, they find some crazy people.
Yeah, they're like the Vice of the UK. You ever seen Vice?
No.
Viceland. They're a newsroom.
Viceland?
Viceland. That's their name. That's like their... That's their TV channel, right? That's where they have it. But they're a news agency, and they do a bunch of, like, weird things. Their Snapchat stories have the best. Oh. I freaking love those.
Oh, yeah. You on Snapchat all the time. I see you.
Love those. But yeah, there's this TV show I watched. It's all in German. It's called...
Do you know German?
I know no German, by the way. I take Spanish, and I can barely speak that.
No, you're good.
No, I'm...
Señorita.
Estoy horrible.
Okay, but that's actual Spanish. We're gonna pick something.
So the show was all in German. I use subtitles, obviously.
Oh, okay.
It was called How to Sell Drugs on the Internet Quickly. And
Justice promoting his black market drugs.
It's a TV show where it's two teenagers learn how to sell drugs on the internet quickly, and it's hilarious.
Aspirin?
No, not aspirin. Like MDA. Sorry, Ms. Lancaster, if you're listening to this, Ms. Lancaster, by the way, our IB coordinator. Yes, it's educational. So, hi, Ms. Lancaster, if you're listening to this, how are you doing, ma'am? But like MDA, acid, Molly, a bunch of, like, party drugs, and then, yeah, of course, the basics, weed, crack, heroin, you know.
All right, you can stop. We get it.
The
you know your way around.
The huge. But, yeah, they sell it on the black on the dark web, and it's really fun show. Obviously, it's all in German, so, like, there's some cultural things I didn't understand, but most of it's, yeah, like, it's a high school show, so it's really hard.
Oh.
It's really hard to not understand it, since, you know, you've all either been through high school or in high school. Mm-hmm. Like us. What have you been watching on Netflix?
So I've been watching Creeped Out, which is basically a series of vignettes, which are little chapters that can be seen separately.
Big words right there.
Yeah. So the specific one that I was, this season, they're on the second season, focuses on technology-based things. So the one that I specifically was talking about is this girl keeps taking selfies of herself, and she's like, oh, these suck, I'm so ugly. So there's this app that comes up, and it's like Face Flaw or whatever. So it like erases your flaws, and you can take the perfect selfie. So she does that, and she does it so much. But what she didn't know is that her face was being sold on the dark web. So her face disappears because somebody bought it.
Wait, like her physical face?
Her
like...
physical face disappears.
Oh.
Yeah, and she had also taken a picture of one of her stuffed animals. So that face also got sold. So the stuffed animal's face, like, disappeared.
Oh, you know what that reminds me of? Have you ever seen Black Mirror?
I have seen Black Mirror, but my dad said I couldn't watch it after the first episode.
Okay. The first episode's kind of weird. So Black Mirror, for those who don't know, it's a technology-based anthology series, kind of like Twilight Zone, in a way. So it's kind of like the series of vignettes, as Caitlin said, where it's...
I don't know if that's proper use of the word.
I have no idea. I don't speak English. But it's a series of... it's an anthology series of a bunch of like technology-based things. First episode, pretty dark.
It's really intensely filmed, yeah, too.
The princess of the UK gets kidnapped, and the hackers... the people that, like, hacked into the system to, like, kidnap her or whatever, mm-hmm, they get into the British government, and they're like, okay, Mr. Prime Minister, you have to copulate. He has to go at it with a pig on national TV to save the prince, to save the princess. And, like, to show that they're serious, they send, like, a finger of, mm-hmm, the princess to her. And
it wasn't actually her finger.
In the end, they released the princess about 15 minutes before the prime minister went at it. So it's kind of like that's pretty much the entire show. It's showing how technology can be used for bad. There's this one episode, basically, bees are dying in real life. Like, today, right now, bees are dying. Save the bees, by the way.
Save the bees in the trees.
The bees, the seas, and the trees. Got the bees' knees. So, bees are dying in real life and in the show, because it takes place during our time, maybe about, like, 5-10 years in the future or whatever. So, this company makes robotic bees to start pollinating stuff.
Okay.
So, it's a hive mind. It's a hive mind. And then, eventually, these hackers get into the main system, and they get all the bees. And they start putting, like, polls up online. I think they start on Twitter, or a tool... something like Twitter, but in their universe. And they're like, okay, pick a person that we kill. So they'd have two people. And they would like, oh, no. I think it was whoever gets the most tweets of like one name, they get killed. So like, they'll be like,
oh,
random celebrity. And then they would send 50, 20, 30,000 bees, like robotic bees, that come and just kill them. It was insane. And so the entire show's dark like that. There's some episodes that end kind of brightly. There's very, very few. The show in general is amazing, though. Easily my second favorite TV show of all time, only to Breaking Bad. Have you ever seen Breaking Bad?
My parents used to watch Breaking Bad, but I've definitely heard all your references.
I've watched all of Breaking Bad over the summer, and oh my god. My favorite TV show, El Camino, just came out. Breaking Bad ended 6 years ago in 2013.
Really?
Yeah, it's
still really popular though.
Yeah, because it's one of the best TV shows of all time.
Oh, okay.
So it ended forever ago, but Netflix just yesterday on the 11th dropped El Camino, It's the... So the show ends on a cliffhanger.
Okay.
And everybody's kind
of... Is it like a side series?
Mm-mm. So it pretty much wraps up everything that happens.
Okay.
And, oh my god, I'm not going to spoil it for y'all, because it just dropped yesterday. It's on Netflix, so if you haven't watched it by now, it's really your fault.
By now?
I mean, it came out yesterday, and it's on Netflix. If you don't have Netflix, then you're not living. I'm sorry. But yeah,
we don't all endorse that.
That series was amazing. And the TV show, I mean, the TV show, the movie that it ended with. Oh my gosh. It's Oscar worthy. Did you hear what, do you know Martin Scorsese?
You're going to have to say that slower for me.
Martin Scorsese?
No, I don't know who that is.
Okay, well, he's a really prolific director, right? One of the best directors of all time, some would say. And he came out about 2 weeks ago saying, I don't think MCU films are cinema. Like that, he said, it's like the fast food of the movie industry.
No.
He said calling the MCU cinema is like calling McDonald's fine dining. That's not actually what he said, but that's essentially what he said.
Isn't McDonald's pretty good food in like other countries?
In other,
not here.
In
but, like,
other countries, I heard it's really good.
Maybe that's what he meant. it's like sometimes it's good.
There's this one island country, I forget what, but it's an island majority Muslim country.
Oh, I was going to say Hawaii.
So they don't have any beef. They don't have any beef burgers there. So pretty much their entire menu is like chicken based and non-beef stuff, non-beef, non-pork. And I heard their stuff's really good. And then like a
sick trip.
And like in European countries, they serve beer in McDonald's, and they got fish sticks there. It's weird, but it sounds
interesting. I don't think fish sticks are that weird.
Well, I mean, we don't have fish sticks.
What's a fish stick?
But the McDonald's here doesn't have fish sticks.
Apparently in other countries, they like in the Philippines, they like take the whole little fish and they fry the whole thing. And it looks like that's the fish stick.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, that's,
So do you know about the origin of the fish fillet?
No.
Okay, so let me take you back to the 60s. This is the invention of McDonald's, right when it just started. And so they had burgers, they had a cheeseburger, and they had a drink. Ray Kroc, the man, not who started McDonald's, those are the McDonald's brothers, but Ray Kroc's pretty much finessed the company from them. It's in the movie The Founder, it's on Netflix, that you all should have. And
not sponsored.
Not sponsored, but actually sponsored. Sponsor us, please! But yeah, so Ray Kroc, he was a devout Catholic, so on Fridays during Lent, you can't eat meat. But the Catholic Church doesn't not want to eat meat. So one day in like forever ago, not BC, it was AD, but forever ago, the Pope said, it was like, this is like the 1200s, like forever, forever ago. The Pope was like, yeah, fish isn't meat and so aren't rodents. Like, so there's a large rodent up in Michigan, right? Michigan or Wisconsin, one of the northern like Canadian states. And there's a community there that every day for Lent, their church cooks that rodent. I forget exactly which rodent. They eat that instead because their church says that
that's not meat.
That fish are meat, but that rodent isn't. Anyways, so the Pope one day said that the fish isn't meat. So a lot of Catholics now on Fridays during Lent, they eat fish. So, well, Ray Kroc was like, okay, well, what about... Oh, they lose pretty much a good large bit of people, because back in the 60s, a lot of people were Catholic. Yeah. They lose a large bit of people on Fridays during Lent because they can't eat a cheeseburger or a normal hamburger or whatever. Mm-hmm. So they start the fish fillet, and it's carried on since then. Fish fillet is one of the best things they have at McDonald's, by the way. I freaking love that thing. Caitlin's giving me a funny look right now, and I love the fish fillet.
I just don't do fast food.
Okay.
It's a personal...
Does your family not believe in fast food, or is that just you thing?
No, that's a me thing.
That's a you thing.
Yeah, my family thinks I'm adopted. Honest.
Oh, man. I've been trying to slowly quit fast food, because over the summer I got...
Quit? Like, yeah. Smoking? I just even...
Well, no. Okay, so over the summer I went cold turkey on soda, because, like, my stomach just started hurting, and I got really lethargic. I was like, this probably isn't good for me. So along with soda, I just quit most sugary drinks. The only time I'll drink a sugary drink is like if there's that's the only thing in the house and I'm really tired and I need to wake myself up. So I'll drink like.
But if it makes you lethargic.
Well, no. A lot of it kind of makes my stomach feel heavy so that I can't like run or whatever. And like before tennis games, during the tennis season, I used to drink like an entire Coke before my match. But I didn't understand what soda did to me. And I'd be like, why does my stomach feel so heavy? I can feel everything moving in it.
Everyone's with lactose intolerance.
So I quit soda. I only drink very tiny amounts, like a few sips if I'm like really, really tired.
Oh, wow, that's really risky.
Yeah, I know. Because I'm like, oh, I might start again. Like my dad.
It's coming.
my dad had a Sprite cranberry. And that was my first time ever trying it. I tried it on the way here because we're recording this at Caitlin's house, by the way.
They're
going to find you because I said Caitlin's house. And they're going to be like, oh my God, the way.
Don't Google it.
Don't Google it. I swear to God.
I swear.
No, because then if they find you and kill you, then I'm be out of a podcast.
Why would they kill me?
I don't know. People.
You're the one who's making them get Netflix.
If they kill you, Caitlin, I'm not going to have a podcast mate anymore. That's going to be talking over who? T-O-W. But T-O... who has a W in it? I don't know how to spell. Just letting you know now. That's why we're doing a talking podcast. We're not doing a blog. Because it would be bad.
Apparently there is a blog. Did you hear about that on the announcements? They're doing like a human...
Yeah, they're doing like
interviews.
Yeah, they're doing like a weird like pod, like not pod, not
it's podcast. Not a podcast.
We're the podcast of Oscar Smith. They're doing like a talking blog thingy. So you gotta like hit them up over email, and they'll interview you over email.
If you have an interesting story or background or something,
or if you just have something nice to say, right? You know.
Aw, that's not us.
But no, you can send messages to us by the way over Anchor. If you send them, we will roast you. I'm letting you know now.
Maybe we won't.
No.
Justice isn't going to send anything without my approval.
I will roast you.
I will delete it.
I'm just going to be talking over you. That's the whole name of the podcast, talking over
you. Okay, so it's just one message from them and it's back
and forth. And they'll be like, okay, you suck. And then you're like, no, but
no,
I don't.
You really don't.
No, like, but you do. I'm sorry. Feel free to send us stuff. I'm going to be posting this in IBO. Shoutouts to r/IBO real quick. They're the homies over there. That's the IB subreddit. We haven't really talked much about IB so far in the podcast. But what did you put in? So we just recently have to turn in
our
first cast experience. We've been in school for about a
month. I thought it was due 2 Sundays ago. Well, I've been sitting there like, why hasn't she checked it?
Well, it's due tomorrow. We've been in school for about a month, so if you haven't done anything CAS, you're kind of lame. So for my CAS experience, I played tennis with Mark. He's he's a fellow IB student. We're in a doubles league.
Shout out to Mark.
He the homie. We're the youngest people in there. We're both 16, and everybody else is like 50.
Yay!
So every time we play, they don't know how to, they can't run. They're not strong.
Oh, no.
But they're so much better than us. It's crazy. We lose 6-0, 6-0 every time. Sometimes they get really bored, and they start trick-shotting us. Because, like, we don't know what to do. A few weeks back, we played against the Dean of Regent University. One of the largest Christian colleges in America. Mm-hmm. They host the 700 Club. Have you ever seen that?
No, I've definitely heard about it.
It's an old person TV show where they talk about it's Christian based. It's on CBC, Christian Broadcasting. Anyways, they film that at Regent. And that's like 30 minutes away from us. It's a pretty big college. Anyways, I played against the dean of, I think, like accounting. And it was pretty wild. And we got clapped super hard. But I mean, it's a learning experience. We're not going to get better at pretty much in anything in life. You're not going to get better in anything competitive, at least doing the same thing over and over again. And like, let's say if you're boxing or whatever, you're not going to do better boxing against the same people over and over again, who are the same skill level or people worse than you. Sometimes you need to get beat up. Sometimes you need to have
you. You need to be taken down a notch sometimes.
Well, sometimes you need somebody to find out all your weaknesses and abuse them super heavily, so then you know what to what to fix. It
takes someone like that to know someone like that.
Anyways, what did you do for your cast?
Oh, I played Ghost in the Graveyard with some of the kids in the neighborhood. Have you heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was super fun. I'm not fast, so I couldn't catch anyone anytime. But
does that count for cast?
I learned it. Yeah, because it's a learning experience. And we were, like, running and stuff. So, I use that as my activity.
So you count it as activity?
Yes. Would you count tennis?
Tennis was most definitely activities.
Yeah, I wanted to do activity because I need to maximize my activity hours. Like, I don't think I'm going to get all of them.
I know I'm going to fail super hard on service hours. Like, creativity.
I've done literally so much. We did, me, Sarah, and Nadia. Sorry, am I supposed to, like, announce people?
Sup, Sarah. Sup, Nadia.
And we went to Autumn Fest. The Boy Scouts were there. Were you there?
Autumn Fest? No.
No. Oh, well, maybe it was a different troop. But, sorry, did I expose you?
No. Oh, okay, fine.
I didn't know if that was, like...
Guys, I'm not a Boy Scout. I swear to God. No, I'm joking.
Wait, my mom's... It's top notch. It's Boy Scout popcorn. You're like,
Oh, yeah. When I walked in, her sister offered me popcorn. And I was like, oh, I'm fine. She's like, it's Boy Scout popcorn, though. And I was like, okay, I'll take every single piece of you guys. I swear. Anyways, okay. So, Autumn
Anyways,
Fest.
Yeah. Autumn Fest. But we were there from, me and Nadia got there at, I think, like 7:50. And we didn't leave until 4. So we were, yeah, that was a lot of hours. And you can't use all of those.
You can,
but it's not, like, it's not recommended because you want a variety of stuff. And I don't want to use that as 1/4 of my service hours.
Okay, let me tell you guys something.
All right. You're either doing too much meat or you're Justin.
Okay, so on October 11th, I will be attempting the Guinness World Record.
You mean November.
Oh my god.
I just want to show you really quick.
That's so sweet. But, she has this really fancy calendar where you can take pages out. It's crazy. Oh my god.
It's right after my anniversary.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, well, on November 11th, I'm attempting the Guinness World Record for longest marathon of a fighting game, and I'm live streaming all of it. And all proceeds of every donation I get, I'm going to donate to the NAACP. And so the current world record is 59 hours, and I'm going for 65.
Why are you going that hard? Like, why aren't you just doing
59 in 1 minute? Because that's weak. I want to assert
60. Like,
no, I want to assert dominance.
So Justice is gonna die on November the 11th. So that's when this podcast ends.
No. So basically, I'm going to count 10 of those hours towards service. Because it's for charity.
All right, Justice.
And then how much? Okay, so.
You're gonna have to make that case.
So, yes. Our cast coordinator told us that. So, for the same activity, we can do more than 10 hours. It just has to be different goals. Mm-hmm. So, for the first 10 hours, it's gonna be for charity. For this.
You're gonna use.
For another 10 hours.
All of your service hours.
For another 10 hours, it's gonna be trying to stay awake. For the love of God, I'm dying.
But you have to quantify that. I would like to stay awake for 46 hours straight.
65.
You can't stay awake for 65.
Okay, so...
Okay, explain the time thing.
Okay, so...
With the minutes of rest.
For every hour I stay awake during the marathon, Guinness allows me 10 minutes of rest. So I won't have to, like, use the restroom in a bucket, right? I could just... Every hour I could take, like, a 10-minute break. But those 10 minutes also accumulate. Mm-hmm. So if I do 8 hours straight, that get an hour and 20 minutes of rest.
Right.
So if I do 2 days straight, which isn't that bad, and I use about...
You pee your pants.
if I do 2 days straight, and I take about an hour out of those 2 days for restroom, eating, mm-hmm. the assortment, right? I split that 1 hour up between the 2 days. By the end of day two, 47 hours in, since I would have taken an hour break.
Right.
So 47 hours in... I should have 7 hours accumulated of rest. So I can just take the fattest
Why
nap.
Why not just go for the next day after that?
No, I'm just going to go to sleep. That's not even a nap. That's like my normal sleep. I sleep like 6 hours most of the time. So
I don't encourage that. Well, everyone should get 8 hours per day.
No, teenagers need like 10. But we can afford
that.
Okay, so here's the thing about me. I get the most amount of rest when I go 7 to 6 hours or 1 hour of sleep. But if I get anywhere from 5 to 2 hours of sleep, I'm dead. Like, I've gotten an hour of sleep before, and I've never felt so awake.
That's because your body
is dying. I know, but it's weird.
It gives you a good day so that you can die.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's like the SpongeBob episode. Have you never seen that SpongeBob episode?
I don't know which one you're talking about.
Okay, so I know a person. She's never seen SpongeBob, so sometimes I'm scared.
Ever?
Never. Yes. But sometimes I'm kind of skeptical about people because sometimes they've never seen SpongeBob. So I gotta, like, preface that sometimes.
If you've never seen SpongeBob in your life.
Well, her parents, Amy's parents.
Yeah.
Her parents.
Oh, do they not let her?
Yeah, they. Just
that got,
they
sense. Got. There's a lot of.
They got
adult humor.
They got no. They just got annoyed by it. They just didn't want to hear it. They're like, okay, you can watch Star Trek, you can watch Battlestar Galactica, but no Star Wars. No
Star Wars, but you can watch Star Wars.
No, they can watch Star Wars. Sorry, but no SpongeBob whatsoever. So she just never watched it. Anyways, so the SpongeBob episode I'm talking about is the one where Squidward feeds him a pie. But okay. He finds out that he accidentally fed him a bomb pie.
What?
So there's pirates that come into Bikini Bottom and they sell, like, pies. But then they sell blueberry pies and they sell bomb pies. And Patrick was like, oh, it's going to be...
This is the only pies that I will accept.
So Squidward was like, oh, I'm going to be nice. I'm gonna give SpongeBob a blueberry
Squidward
pie.
Has ever been known to be nice?
Well, he was nice here and it backfired. Because right. He accidentally gives him a bomb pie. So he's like, okay, SpongeBob, I'll give you your best day ever. But he doesn't tell Patrick that he's going to die. So at the very end, they're on a hill, and there's a brick wall in between of them. And he's like, oh, yeah. And the pirate was like, yeah, it's going to blow up at sundown. So
I have seen that.
Mm-hmm, and then he's like,
this scene is familiar. Like,
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I wish you could see the veins falling out of Justice's neck.
you gotta exemplify the stress that he was going through, because he thought he was about to kill SpongeBob. He's about to blow the man's up. Anyways, turns out it was a blueberry pie. He lives. It's fine. Aww. But you know, poor dude was in his feelings. You know?
He was in his feelings. Anyway, I support all of you in your feelings.
How did we get onto this?
I don't actually remember.
Hopefully
it all connects.
it'll come back. Yeah. Okay, so do you have any other topics you want to talk about today?
I think we can zoom out.
Oh, what about this?
Well, that's my Maki E topic, and I don't want any of you to snatch it.
Oh, we were talking about Cass. It was the world record. So, yeah, I'm going to go 47 hours, take a 7-hour nap, then finish off 65. I could probably do more, but I planned it on a long weekend.
Is there a documentary on the last guy who did it? Can I watch that?
It's not a documentary, but there's articles on it. It's a dude in Montreal. He played the same game as me. But
in Canada?
Yeah, Montreal, Canada. You think Canadians can't stay up for a long time? So he played the same game I'm playing Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, by the way. He played Super Smash Bros. 4, the one before.
Oh, right.
And he did 59 hours, and he did a live stream too, and he did it all in support for his buddies who are making a game. Which is like a good cause and whatnot.
Yeah.
But it's not as good as the NAACP. So when I live stream, y'all should donate. Because it's for black people. Let's go us. But yeah, so I'm gonna hopefully get like 20 cast hours out of that. Wow. Because I do no service. Other than Boy Scouts, I do like nothing.
Yeah, but Boy Scouts do a lot.
Yeah, but I don't really do much with them. I should probably start doing more, though. I'm trying to go get my eagle. So, community is going to be... creativity is going to be easy. I do a lot of creativity stuff.
Yeah, creativity is easy.
I do Scholastic Bowl. That counts as creativity. Model UN counts as creativity. I do swim. I'm going to do swim.
I just want you guys to know that Justice, like, a week ago, was like, I don't do anything. Period.
Well, I don't. Everything I do is boring. Like, I do tennis. Nobody comes to our tennis matches. You know why? Because they're boring.
No one invites us. They don't. Do they announce it on the?
Yeah, in the morning announcement.
Maybe I don't listen.
On the morning announcements at their school, they tell you.
Is it on the slideshow on the TVs?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Yes. I've never seen
that. No, they have every sporting event the school does. It's on those. It's just they don't really hype it up.
Oh my gosh, can we talk about the golf kid?
Oh my god. Okay, so we had our homecoming pep rally yesterday, right? And oh my gosh, it was so they were announcing all the fall sport kids, and so they're like cross country, woo, volleyball, woo, cheerleaders, woo, golf,
everyone,
woo. You know, it was a real big thing. One singular.
Yeah, because he's really talented. All I know is, like,
he's going to States.
Yeah.
It's one singular sophomore on the golf team. He's going to States.
You know what's mean?
Silas.
I don't remember
his name. I believe he's IB.
He is IB.
IB kids know him. So, yeah.
Yeah, he's an IB.
He's IB, so he's one of us. So, yeah, my service hours, I'm gonna get none. And then,
he's gonna get 40.
Action service, I'm gonna get, action service. Action hours, I do tennis, swim, I run. Not competitively, but I'm trying to
Kiera
run.
Kiera goes.
Kiera, by the way, she's one of the best cross country runners in the state. It's wild. Mm-hmm. And
she started her own Tiger Trot.
Oh my god.
Next year, you guys should go to that.
Oh, she's gonna get so many cast hours out of that. What?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's really cool.
Wait, she probably got some over the summer because
I don't think you're allowed to.
Our IB coordinator said that if we do anything really big over the summer, it counts for CAS. Like if we were going on a mission trip, it counts mm-hmm. for CAS. And I feel like organizing an entire 5K with a bunch of sponsors.
Actually,
there was like 150 people that entered. There was T-shirts. They had a whole truck
cool
come. Chick-fil-A sponsored. Freaking a bunch of big organizations.
Yeah.
She was on the news.
She's cool.
Kiera, you're the best.
Yeah, shout out to Kiera.
Shout out to Kiera. Do you have any idea what you're doing for your TGAL project? TGAL, for those that don't know, Think Globally, Act Locally project.
I didn't even know that. Who am I?
TGAL project. What are you thinking of?
I'm still, like, deliberating. I just want to find, like, a good need. I feel like a lot of people just, like, do something.
Okay,
like,
so now I feel selfish.
Something real.
I just want to run up. Okay, so I'm thinking about reviving the ping pong club at our school. I go to ping
That's
pong
cool.
tournaments. I love ping pong.
You go
so,
to ping pong tournaments? Like
yes.
Where?
They have them at schools. I went to one at Cox High School. That high school is beautiful, by the way. I went to a tournament. It was a charity tournament, Ping Pong Gives. It was at Corporate Landing Middle. There's a bunch of people there. They had some pro players there. It was mm-hmm. wild. I got like fifth, but there's only like nine of us.
That's cool.
But
Austin would play that.
Anyway, I freaking love ping pong.
Ping pong's fun.
Anyways, so I was thinking about running a ping pong tournament at our school. All proceeds go to charity. Mm-hmm. Or, this one, me and Raina. Well, shout out to Raina, by the way.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Raina.
We were thinking, so last year I sold a bunch of cakes and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
And then in seventh grade, actually, I sold honey buns. That was my thing. I've always tried to sell food because I'm broke and I want to be not broke.
And he's always asking for food.
I'm always asking for food. That's my, like, shtick. And I'm always broke. So I was like, well, I don't want porque no los dos. Why not have food and not be broke? But that wasn't a Taco Bell commercial. So y'all should know that by now.
I was making a joke.
But, so I went to, me and Raina were thinking about getting a food stand. Like, setting it up in the cafeteria, and let's say we'll, like, make Filipino foods. We'll sell them.
Oh.
And then we'll donate
Cultural.
Money. And we'll donate money to the Philippines. Or make, like, Peruvian food. And then we'll donate money to the Peruvians.
Are you allowed to do that? Like, are you allowed to, like, make food?
I've seen we've done bake sales before.
Have we?
I've seen them.
It's the mailman. Are you okay?
I was like, whoa. Sorry. We're like right in front of the window in front of her house and the mailman's coming. Mail woman. Representation.
Oh, yeah. We love our mail woman. My mom.
She has AirPods in.
Yeah. My mom always leaves her gifts.
What?
Like my mom will just put stuff in the mailbox for her.
That's
actually,
wild.
She looks different than the one that normally comes.
Anyways, this mail woman's wavy. She got AirPods in. She really doing the most. But yeah, we're going to set up a food stand and do that. Like, one day we're thinking about doing bubble tea, but we don't know where bubble tea's from. Yeah, I'm going to look that up real quick. Taiwan.
Taiwan?
Oh, and Taiwan
I've
has
been to Taiwan.
You've been to Taiwan?
Yeah.
What?
We travel a lot.
But
that was like a long time ago.
I've never left the East Coast. The most south I've ever been was Orlando, and that was this year, and that's because we went a timeshare down there. And the most north I've been is New York City. That's because I have family there.
I've never been to New York.
The most west I've been is North Carolina.
Oh, you poor dear.
The most east I've been is Virginia Beach. But Taiwan, they're going through their own, like, independence thing. Same with Hong Kong. Taiwan, when the Communist Party rose in China in the 50s, all the people that didn't like communism, they dipped, and they went to Taiwan. So they pretty much made their own country. It's a whole thing. But China's like, oh, we still own Taiwan. And it's not called Taiwan, by the way. It's called the Chinese Taipei.
Oh.
So it's a whole thing. So China says they own them. Taiwan says, no, we're independent. So countries that are cool with China say, oh, yeah, you own them, most def. Mm-hmm. And then countries that aren't cool with China, or not even not cool, just like be like, hey, you guys kill like a bunch of people every year. That's not tight. They'll be like, yeah, it's Taiwan.
Sorry.
So like Disney, they are owned a lot by China, Chinese company.
Really?
China owns a lot of Disney money. And also Disney's really big in China. So they have a lot of like stake. So like ESPN, which is owned by Disney, they showed a picture of China, but they had Chinese Taipei, the small island off the coast of it. They had that as part of China.
Kind
of, like, sucking up to them. Pretty much bootlicking them.
Yeah.
And then, so, there's a lot of protests going on in Hong Kong right now for independence because there's a whole extradition treaty that was signed. And this extradition treaty that they have, you know, it allows Hong Kongers to be sent to mainland China.
That's not correct.
Hong Kong citizens to be sent over to mainland China for trial. And after Hong Kong was given to China, from Britain about 20 years ago, Britain said, okay, on one condition, that Hong Kong is to remain pretty much autonomous for the next 50 years. And it's like maybe 20 years into that. But China's starting to take over slowly. And Hong Kong's like, no, we need our freedoms. Because, you know, China's not really that open with everything, as you know.
You whisper.
Okay, China's not that great. You know?
Ew, now we know what that sounds like.
But yeah, China's not all that hot, so it's been a whole thing. Anybody talking about it, like the head of the Rockets, the NBA team, mm-hmm. made a tweet in support of the protesters in Hong Kong, and then NBA was like, oh, we're so sorry, China. Oh, we didn't mean to say it like that. Pretty much kissing up to Big Daddy China, because that they give them so much money, and China's really big in, NBA is really big in China, and it's just a whole thing. But China's already pulling out of the NBA. After what the Rockets dude says. So their worst fears are coming true. But I mean, like, it's personal freedoms like that. It's just, we gotta appreciate what we got over here in America. Ski, bro. So yeah, I think that's all we have time for today. Any final words from you, Caitlin?
Yeah, thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening, y'all. Really appreciate it.
And get Netflix.
Get Netflix. Not hashtag not sponsored, but please sponsor us. Yeah, well, we'll be here next time. Same bad place. Same bed, probably not the same time though. thanks for listening to TOK. Have a good one, y'all.